Today's readings take us into a close encounter with God, the kind that doesn't happen too often. But when they do, they are the ones that change us. In the instant of a transfiguring experience, we are able to fully grasp who we are and what we can be. Today's gospel reminds us to search our past to find times when we have experienced transfiguration, and then calls upon us to open in the present, to be open in the present to transfiguring experiences in unexpected places and times. In the natural world, the metamorphosis of tadpole to frog, of caterpillar to butterfly, of acorn to oak tree, of bulb to tulip, depends on a complex and miraculous combination of factors coming together: genetic, environmental, seasonal, and more. What's amazing about these natural processes of transformation is that each one of these biological potentials has already been programmed by God into their very genes. Consider, if you will, the growth of a bulb into a tulip. Before it is planted, it doesn't look like much at all, more like a Spanish onion. Yet so much of what is essential to what is to become is already lurking inside this inanimate lump. With the right combination of soil, water, light, and weather, there will be a moment when it is transformed from something that seems to sleep under the ground into something that lives and breathes above the ground. It is in what seems to be only an instant that we notice this change. It is a change that is not very subtle, but one that is compelling, one that causes us to do a double take, to catch our breath. Our imaginations are captivated because there is deep down a reordering of what the world is and what God intends for it to become. These sudden changes happen to us as well. If you will, think back to a moment in your own life when you had a mountaintop experience, when you felt that you suddenly knew God better. It might have been a place that was a getaway for you, a place of deep meaning, or it might have been a new, unknown place. Do you remember feeling that temptation to stay in that moment? Just as a moth is attracted to a flame, or as Peter did on the mountain? Recall, if you will, how that experience has changed you, how it has altered your life's path. Today is the last Sunday of the season of Epiphany, the season of light, with stories of ultimate light, the shining light of God's presence. It is also the Episcopal Church's observance of World Mission Sunday, a yearly reminder for all of us to reclaim our common calling as missionaries sent by God into the world to bring healing and reconciliation. In today's gospel, Christ comes to reveal a new and different way. The story is not just about showing the divinity of Christ. Even the greatest figures from the Hebrew Scriptures, Moses and Elijah, acknowledge his authority, Moses representing the law and Elijah representing the prophets. It is about so much more, about the possibility of the transformation of ourselves and our world that is so easily missed as we journey in this fast-paced, complicated world. There are two important clues that Luke gives us that this is the meaning. First, note how the passage begins. About 8 days later. It is highly unlikely that this is a factual reference. Instead, it is Luke's way of signaling that what comes next will speak of a new week. In other words, a new order, a new creation. As we all know, the story goes that God made the world in 7 days. Now, here on the 8th day, something even more amazing and wonderful is about to happen. Second, Christ is transfigured. But as this happens, he talks of his departure about to take place to Jerusalem. Departure, in English, we heard in our translation, departure is the English word we heard in our translation of the gospel. But in Greek, the word is Exodus. You see, it connects Israel's liberation from Egypt to God liberating us through God's suffering. A new exodus, a new departure is about to become a possibility. One that will free us from the bondage of sin and death. Instead of a departure into an unknown darkness, we are drawn into God's own amazing light. Into a new reality. When the voice from the cloud says, "This is my son, my chosen, listen to him," we get to know God in a new way. God will always be with us in all the wildernesses, exits, and departures that we find in our mission. Not high up on the mountains, but back down on the plain where ministry happens. This was not the usual mountaintop experience you would write about in a journal. With a beautiful sunrise, gentle breezes, being with friends, and quiet time with God. For the subject of this mountaintop experience was death. What happened when the disciples went back down to the plain? How did they communicate what they saw and heard to those who had not been up on the mountain with them? How did they share the experience with the disciples who had stayed below? How do we communicate transfiguration or other mountaintop experiences that God gives to us? Luke tells us that the disciples kept silent about the transfiguration and told no one any of the things that they had seen. Maybe that is our clue. Don't run off at the mouth about it or tell people that they should have been there. Maybe, just maybe, we are better off telling the story of the transfigured Christ when we serve the people who appear in our path, who approach us during our life journey. Those who are desperate for release from the things that seize them, maul them, and scarcely ever leave them. This is God's invitation to us to become companions in transformation, partners in God's mission of reconciliation. Perhaps the glow of God on our lives will disturb the people around us. But now, we have witnessed, with the disciples, an ultimate revealing, an extreme epiphany. And with Paul's encouragement that he shares with the church in Corinth, we are able to acknowledge and embrace our transformed lives. We do not lose heart. We see the glory of God as if reflected in a mirror, being transformed more and more into the image of God. In God, we become a new creation made for mission. So instead of staying on our mountaintop, let us find ourselves back on the plain, working among the hungry, the poor, the marginalized who need to hear and experience the good news. The good news that we have been called to share with all those around.